With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
People in high society can get away with murder.
So says novelist Edward Stewart, who dissects the jet set in his racy thriller, Privileged Lives.
Privileged Lives is completely different from my other books because it's based on personal experience, personal belief, personal observation.
Stewart says the upper classes are going to pieces.
They are money crazed. A lot of them are on drugs. They're doing a lot of divorcing, remarrying, attempted murders. You name it. They're doing it.
This is new?
It's newer.
Edward Stewart says he himself comes from an old line family with money.
The worst drug problem when I was a child was perhaps alcohol or chewing gum aspirin. That was a big fad.
Privileged Lives deals with two sensational crimes that echo recent headlines.
One is the 7-year coma that Sonny von Bülow has been in. It was thought that perhaps her husband had injected her with insulin. And the other is the murder by the assistant of a New York art dealer of a Norwegian fashion student.
Edward Stewart insists the catty talk among the rich in his book is real.
I grew up in that scene. I'm less a part of it now because I frankly don't enjoy wasting my life. But the catty discussions of people are an absolute fact in high society.
Delacorte published Edward Stewart's novel of Crime Among the Rich, Privileged Lives. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Over the past 25 years, Edward Stewart wrote some 9 novels, but none really caught on until he knocked out a thriller dealing with cafe society figures caught up in 2 sensational crimes. Stewart says his agent decided to market the manuscript under a pseudonym.
The pseudonym created an aura of mystery. People wondered who had written this book.
The suspense built. The book went to auction. Edward Stewart got a 6-figure advance from Delacorte for Privileged Lives. Another novelist, Dominic Dunn, also deals with the filthy rich.
We were friends. He gave me a beautiful quote on the book, and then he took the quote back. He said that he would lose his friends if he endorsed this book. So I believe that's the greatest compliment I could get.
Stewart says Dominic Dunn dines with high society types and needs to be invited back.
I do not dine with him, and I don't care if I'm invited back. I believe I'm more independent. I can draw blood where blood deserves to be drawn.
Edward Stewart plans a follow-up to Privileged Lives, again featuring his hero, a Jewish-Portuguese homicide cop.
I will stay with my detective hero, Vince Cardozo, and again it will be some crimes in New York high society.
Delacorte published Privileged Lives. Does Edward Stewart ever expect to be invited back to those Tony society dinners?
It depends how hungry they are for my notoriety.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.